The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers' 50-year draft plan for the river sets more than $2 billion for lock and dam reconstruction and more than $5 billion for river restoration. Restoration funding is $3 billion less than the amount river ecologists say is needed. Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources River Manager Gretchen Benjamin says $193 million is already spent on the navigation side each year, and the plan adds another $48 million to that.
The time has come to balance the two uses out on the river, and right now we see it, the funding tends to be much heavier towards the commercial navigation industry, and we need to balance both ecosystem restoration and commercial navigation out in the river.
Benjamin says the draft plan released by the Corps last week sets $106 million a year to restore 1,200 miles of river. A group supporting economic and transportation interests is pleased there's a plan to rebuild locks for river shipping. However, Mark 2000 spokesperson Chris Brescia says they're not pleased funding could take 50 years or at best 30.
We feel that we're already 10 years behind, but certainly it provides a program and a vision for where we need to be.
Mark too favors a proposal by the Corps to provide $1.5 billion each to transportation and the environment over the first 15 years, with the rest to be approved later. He says that might have a better chance of funding by Congress. Hearings on the draft plan begin in a month, with one set for La Crosse June 9th. The DNR has written the Corps to say $8 billion is closer to what's needed to restore the Mississippi River. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.